From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his third message in an intensive study of the book of Romans. In this epistle, the Apostle Paul presents the fullest exposition of the gospel to be found anywhere in the Scriptures. Before entering into his subject, however, Paul addressed the Roman Christians in the longest salutation to be found in any of his letters, a full 7 verses. Here he took time to express the threefold impact that the gospel of Christ had had upon his own life. As Dr. Cairns has been showing, Paul viewed himself as a bondslave of Christ, an indication of his humility. Paul was in good company, for such eminent Old Testament figures as Abraham and Moses were called servants of God. All were aware of being under the command of the Almighty. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue a message entitled, A Soul Possessed by the Gospel. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook and the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Full of Song. The text is Isaiah 55 and verse 12. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. When sin is pardoned, our greatest sorrow is ended, and our truest pleasure begins. Such is the joy which the Lord bestows upon his reconciled ones, that it overflows and fills all nature with delight. The material world has latent music in it, and a renewed heart knows how to bring it out and make it vocal. Creation is the organ, and a gracious man finds out its keys, lays his hand thereon, and wakes the whole system of the universe to the harmony of praise. Mountains and hills and other great objects are, as it were, the bass of the chorus, while the trees of the wood and all things that have life take up the air of the melodious song. When God's word is made to prosper among us and souls are saved, then everything seems full of song. When we hear the confessions of young believers and the testimonies of well-instructed saints, we are made so happy that we must praise the Lord. And then it seems as if rocks and hills, woods and fields echoed our joyous notes and turned the world into an orchestra. Lord, lead me out into thy tuneful world, as rich in praise as a lark in full song.
Out of a horrible pit and up from the mud.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Thank you. what a beautiful truth for Paul. I am now free. Free from the law's condemnation. Free from the guilt of my sin. Free from the impending doom, disaster, and damnation of eternal hell. Free to be saved, redeemed, reconciled, justified, accepted in the Beloved. Free as Christ's slave. This freedom brought with it a sense of great privilege. He was Christ's slave, and that was privilege indeed. Indeed, it put Paul in a very elite company. If you take your Old Testament, you will find that there are certain people who are named as the servants of the Lord. And Paul well knew this. He well understood how great a privilege it was to be a slave of the Lord. And he could share in the testimony of each of these great servants or slaves of the Lord. For example, Abraham is called by the Lord, my servant. We're not going to look up the texts. You'll find one in Genesis 26, 24. The 105th Psalm in verses 6 and 42 all speak of Abraham as the Lord's servant. I think of Abraham as the pilgrim servant. He was told to leave Ur of the Chaldees. Set out not knowing whither he went. But what motivated him? What led Abram on until he became Abraham? What led him on? It was the promise. Those of you who were here Friday evening and heard Brother Jones will remember the content of the promise to Abraham. It was the promise of Christ that led him on. It was the gospel, as Paul says in Galatians 3. The gospel was preached before unto Abraham. And with that gospel before him, that's what motivated him, and that's what led him on as the pilgrim servant. And the Apostle Paul could certainly identify with that. He knew that he also was a pilgrim. And like Abraham, he had set out on a journey. He was looking for a city that hath foundation, whose maker and builder is God. And what led him out of the deadly error of Christless Judaism into the life and liberty that he now enjoyed was the promise of Jesus Christ. He met with Christ in the Damascus Road, and so with Christ before him. He knew, like Abraham, I'm a slave, but I'm a pilgrim slave. I'm on my way from the city of destruction to the city of the great King, with Christ ever going before me. He would remember that Moses was called in Numbers 12, verses 7 and 8. The servant of the Lord. If you read that passage, you'll see that Moses was the protected servant. That was a passage where Moses was under attack, even from Aaron and Miriam. You thought they would have known better, but they didn't. And the Lord interposed on his behalf and took up his defense against Aaron and against Miriam and made it clear that while he would speak to other prophets in other ways, with Moses he would speak mouth to mouth. This was a unique relationship. Moses, we are told, was faithful in all his house. And the Lord stood for his protection. That's why when Paul said, I'm the slave of Jesus Christ. And he's talking about going to Rome, where, by the way, Nero sat on the imperial throne. Now, humanly speaking, no preacher of the gospel with half an ounce of sense in his head would want to go anywhere near Nero. Nero was as bad as he was mad. Or maybe as mad at times as he was bad. A rotten character who would do anything if the notion took him. But Paul looked at Rome as he looked at everywhere else. Says, I'm willing to go. I'm not only willing to go, I'm desiring to go. Why? Because I am the slave of Jesus Christ, and I am a protected slave. All that was true of Moses was equally true of Paul, because God counted him faithful, putting him into the ministry. He revealed himself face to face with him, as you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And Paul later on could say, writing from prison, "At my first answer, no man stood with me." One of the saddest verses in all the New Testament. But did he stand alone? No, no. The Lord stood with me. For I'm the slave of Jesus Christ. Paul would have remembered that in that company of servants and slaves was King David, speaking in 2 Samuel 7, verses 8 through 11. The Lord gives instruction regarding his servant David. He was blocking him from building the temple, but he gave him a tremendous promise. You could call David the prosperous servant. God says, if I may paraphrase, "My grace took you from obscurity." I mean, what were you? You were a little shepherd boy. "I took you from obscurity, and I set you in a place of authority under my command." And then he said, "I will build you a house." He gave a great messianic promise, actually, of how Christ would come of that house. David was overcome. As he sat before the Lord, he cried, "Lord, who am I?" Have you ever been there? Have you ever felt like that? When you've seen the grace of God in your life, "Lord, who am I that you should deal with me like this?" And then he went on to say, "Lord, you've spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come." Paul would remember David was a servant. He also was a prosperous servant. Paul was never made a king in the earthly sense. He never ascended a throne. He never ruled a people. But God gave him a house. Do you know the house that God gave Paul the Apostle? Was the entire Gentile church. That's the house that God built through Paul the Apostle. We are all, you ever think of this? You and I, we are all products of the ministry of Paul the Apostle. Every single one of us, without exception, every Christian here, every Gentile who has been saved from Acts 13 downwards all through the ages is the direct descendant, spiritually, of the Apostle Paul, the product of his ministry. What a house God gave him. Paul says, "I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm not looking for defeat. I'm looking for victory. I'm looking for prosperity." Many of you will know that one of my great heroes, man I love to read about, is the British General Lord Montgomery. When Lord Montgomery, he wasn't Lord Montgomery then, he was, I think, Major General or General Bernard Montgomery. And he was appointed to take over the failing 8th Army in North Africa to go out and fight the redoubtable German General Rommel. Lord Ismay was speaking to General Montgomery just before he went. Montgomery was in somber mood. He was a very jaunty character, so to get him in somber mood was something. And he said to Lord Ismay, he said, it's a great pity for a man to have a sparkling military career, and then to have his whole reputation dashed by one failure. Lord Ismay, who himself was a general, patted him on the back and he said, "Don't worry, Bernard. You might actually win." General Montgomery said, "Oh, I'm not thinking about me, I'm thinking about Rommel." And he was right. That's the attitude you have when you're going into war. That's the attitude you have when you're going into God's service. That's why, as a minister of Jesus Christ, I have to come to a place where I know the call of God. And if I know the call of God, I don't really care, in the final analysis, who likes me or who doesn't like me. Who's for me or who's against me. If I have the call of God, if I am here as the servant and the slave of Jesus Christ, then I have Christ on my side. He is responsible for the success of my ministry. He will undertake. I will have the prosperity that He can give. That's what Paul had in mind. He was joining a great group, an elite of God's servants. To them you could add all Isaiah and all the prophets. Isaiah was specifically called God's servant. Indeed, all the prophets the Lord called as my servants, the prophets. And Paul would certainly identify with them. They were the preaching servants. They had received the gospel of God. They had preached it with God's authority. And that was Paul's great privilege. I'm a slave. I'm a preacher. Now remember who this was. This is a man that many scholars believe, if he weren't already a member of the Sanhedrin, was on the verge of becoming a member. This was the brightest star in Judaism in his youth. This was a man who would have the world at his feet. Not only was he to the top in Judaism as a Roman citizen, he had all the privileges that came with it. He was a man with the world at his feet. But now he says, I have ascended the heights. I am a preaching slave of Jesus Christ. The Lord had delivered him and put him into an elite company to be a slave of Christ. But he realized this. He has delivered me from a far meaner company. Because you see, when Paul said, I'm a slave, Paul realized every one of us is somebody's slave. Question is, whose slave are you? If you're not the Lord's slave, then you're lust's slave. If you're not the Savior's slave, then you're Satan's slave. And that's what Paul spells out in Ephesians chapter 2. He describes people as dead in trespasses and sins. He speaks of sinners as the ones whom the God of this world has blinded in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He speaks of them again to the Ephesians as people in whom this evil spirit, Satan, energizes. Oh, that's a slave of Satan, all right. When a preacher was witnessing the gospel, might have been Gypsy Smith, my memory is not clear in that point, was witnessing the gospel. He was contemptuously brushed aside. The man to whom he was speaking said, "You're a fool." The preacher said, "Yes, I am a fool. I'm Christ's fool. Whose fool are you? I'm Christ's slave. Whose slave are you?" I hope tonight you'll make sure you know the answer to that. For if you're not his slave, you're the slave of sin, Satan, and the powers of hell that will destroy you. eternally. So Paul was first gripped with a sense of humility.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.